Today, the world is witnessing the highest level of human suffering. 125 million people in the world are in need of humanitarian assistance. Over 60 million people are displaced. This is the highest level in recorded history. We know that climate change is having a tremendous impact. While the need for humanitarian assistance keep increasing in terms of people affected and in terms of financial requirements, the gap is also widening in terms of the response to these needs. And it is clear that while humanitarian assistance has been remarkable in playing its role over the last decades, humanitarian assistance alone cannot solve all these problems. And that therefore, we need to have not only the humanitarian community, but also the development community to join forces to put an end to these needs.
How large of a presence do food issues have at a summit like this?
It's not a food summit. It's not an agriculture summit. But yet, food security and agriculture and food issues will be very much at the center of all discussions. 70% of the people in developing countries depend on agriculture for their livelihood. And they are regularly hit by shocks, hit by natural disasters, hit by conflict or by diseases. Conflict, for example, we know that in protracted crises, the level of undernourishment is 3 times higher than what it is in developing countries on average. The same applies for diseases. Diseases such as highly pathogenic avian influenza are devastating the livelihoods of farmers and therefore even sometimes bring instability. So it's clear that while agriculture is not per se the topic of the World Humanitarian Summit, it will be very much at the center of the discussions, and what will come out will influence the way we are going to support agriculture-based livelihoods.
What key messages is FAO bringing to the summit?
In general, for an organization like FAO that is really at the humanitarian development nexus and that is therefore really ideally placed to emphasize the importance of investing in building resilient agriculture-based livelihoods.
FAO, WFP, and the EU are joining forces in a new food security analysis network. What kind of collaboration will that involve?
Well, it's important to highlight, first of all, that the network you are talking about is essentially a network of networks. We are not going to generate any new analysis, new information. We are simply going to partner with the EU, with the WFP, and with additional players that are willing to join us to gather food security information from different sources and therefore maximize pre-existing analysis to really be able to provide decision makers with consolidated analysis, which will definitely help align messages on food security and also help bridge the humanitarian development divide.
What do you hope will come from the event?
The World Humanitarian Summit is not an end in itself. It was preceded by extensive consultation. There were numerous regional consultations that were carried out in the world, actually over the last 2-3 years. Over 30,000 people were consulted and that have really generated regional specific analyses that were gathered into a global consultation that took place last year in October and that is now leading to really tabling a number of proposed commitments that will be discussed next week in Istanbul. And then leaders are going to indeed share their analysis and make a number of commitments. The most important part will come after, actually, when it will be to implement, to turn these commitments into concrete action on the ground. I think we have all the elements to have really very clear commitments that will, for example, in an organization like FAO, influence not only the way we do our programming at global level, but also influence the way we support our country-level operations.